Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Region 1 vaccination clinic has been canceled. That is the vaccination clinic for this Friday due to a potential snowstorm. Additional upcoming vaccination clinics include Friday, March 4th from 3 till 7 p.m. and Friday, March 18th from 3 till 7 p.m. All three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, will be available. All boosters will also be available. Now, also because of the predicted snow on Friday, the Super Supper will be held today. The Super Supper will be held at the Salisbury Congregational Church. Now, they are all sold out, but if you ordered, pickup time is 3:30 to 5:30 at the Salisbury Congregational Church today. Any questions? 860-435-2173. The National Weather Service have winter storm warnings and watches up for our entire tri-state area. Pat Pagano will have that tri-state forecast for us in just a few minutes. From TriCornerNews.com, Cornwall has objected once again to railroad herbicide spraying. Applications of herbicides along the tracks belonging to the Housatonic Railroad Company were discussed by the Board of Selectmen at their regular meeting. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway reported the town has received the required annual vegetative management plan from the railroad and that chemical spraying is expected to begin around March 1st. Describing the plan as, quote, disappointing to us, end quote, Ridgway explained that the town has no authority to stop the plan. Nevertheless, he plans to write the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection and other state offices, indicating the town opposes the spraying and wants to designate no spray zones within the town. Ridgway added he plans to draw attention once again to the several long-dead trees along the tracks, asking for their removal. The trees were killed years ago by spraying. The trees in the village of West Cornwall in particular need to be dealt with, according to Ridgway. From the TriCornerNews.com website, Millerton News, Trotta has gone on record. The plaza is under contract. Last June, Skip Trotta said his plaza went under contract. It's not been sold yet. He's hopeful once a few more details are ironed out, the sales contract will be signed. Quote, it's under contract and we have still got a couple of little things to do, end quote. He says he went on to say their intention is to put a supermarket in there. Obviously, that's a need for the community. He said, quote, I wish I could do it myself because I would do it myself, but I'm 78. A time comes when you can't do it anymore, end quote. Trotta, when asked, would not reveal who the buyer was, where they're from, if the buyer is an individual or corporation with supermarket experience. Quoting here, I can't speak due to confidentiality, end quote. He added the contract is for the entire plaza. Quoting here, the buyer is motivated, and I think it's going to be a very nice thing for the community, end quote. In Massachusetts, a petition to Governor Baker is asking for help with the Housatonic Water Company. It also asks that Great Barrington seize the company. State auditor is also now petitioned to study the waterworks finances. Residents are fed up with what they see as insufficient action by regulators in fixing Housatonic's drinking water system. They're now taking their case to the top. Town residents Sharon Gregory and Housatonic resident Denise Forbes are circulating a petition targeting Housatonic Waterworks Company to present to the governor, the state auditor, and local lawmakers and some members of Baker's staff. The petition calls on Baker to take responsibility for a disastrous public health crisis that needs swift attention after being stalemated. It also demands the waterworks be taken by eminent domain and fused with the town's larger water system and its tax-based revenue stream. A few hundred residents have already signed on in the past few weeks to that petition. Now, it also asks that it audit the waterworks finances and lack of adequate investment as a privately owned utility that is endangering public health. The petition comes a month after the waterworks issued a notice that water treated in the system revealed elevated levels of a compound linked to cancer in tests conducted last year. The company already has begun an attempt to rectify what it believes was the root cause by lowering chlorine levels, since the compound is a byproduct of the chemicals used to sterilize water. Some meetings coming up in our area in Salisbury this morning at 8:30, a special joint meeting of the Inland Wetlands Commission and Planning and Zoning Commission. In North Canaan tonight, the Inland Wetlands monthly meeting at 7 p.m. In Falls Village tonight, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. Region 1 has a Zoom meeting today on the budget at 1 o'clock and a Zoom meeting tonight on the Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee at 6 p.m. A busy week continues. with the Junior Nationals and the Nordic combined at both Satry Hill and also at Mohawk Mountain. Winter Weekend in Norfolk runs February 26th and 27th. And the student recital is back at the Salisbury Congregational Church. That is Sunday afternoon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They've got a tapas menu and also specials every night. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 33,131.76, the NASDAQ at 13,037.49, and the S&P 500 at 4225.50. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.